Chapter 5. At school. Mrs. Shockett introduced Paloma to a girl and a boy from her class who spoke a little Spanish. The girl's name was Susan, and the boy's name was Gary. They promised to introduce Paloma to the other students. Then the headmistress left with Marta. Susan and Gary asked Paloma a few questions in Spanish before speaking to each other in English again. Paloma stood there feeling stupid. The girl looked okay, a bit of a swot, but pleasant enough. But she didn't stop talking. Gary had an irritated look on his face, and Paloma had the feeling that they were talking about her. Soon, more students arrived and joined them. Each one was introduced to Paloma, although she couldn't remember all their names. It was a little frustrating. She really missed Eva and her other friends from school. Then a handsome new boy arrived and said something to Gary, who walked away from the group. Most of the other kids were laughing. Paloma didn't understand why they were laughing. "I must start learning more English," she thought. "I've got no idea what's happening here." At 9 a.m, the bell rang, and Susan took Paloma to their classroom. She felt everyone's eyes on her. The teacher welcomed her to the class. Paloma felt embarrassed when a few boys said something and laughed. Were they laughing at her? Fortunately, the first lesson was Spanish. The students were quiet during the lesson and worked quite hard. They were in the 11th year, studying for their A-levels, which they would take the following year. These exams were difficult, and the students knew they must concentrate on their work if they wanted to get good marks. No one could get into a British university without good A-level marks. A bell rang at the end of the lesson, and the students got up to leave the classroom. Susan took Paloma to the next class, which was French. Paloma didn't like French. Eva said it was because Paloma wasn't any good at languages. Paloma thought about it and realised that Eva wasn't any better than her either. It seemed a long time until the end of the lesson, and Paloma was getting very tired. It was hard to concentrate on the English all the time and to guess what was happening around her. Susan had forgotten her, so she followed the other students out into the busy corridor, feeling totally lost. A tall girl approached her. Paloma couldn't remember her name, but the girl spoke to her in Spanish. She said her name was Alexa and she had lived in Valencia. Paloma was happy to be able to speak Spanish again. Could this girl become a friend? Not a best friend, of course. Eva was her best friend. Alexa had long brown hair and she was very pretty. She showed Paloma the lockers, and then they went to the sweet shop. They had to wait in a long queue to buy something to eat. Paloma bought a delicious chocolate bar, but noticed that Alexa bought a healthy energy bar. Although Alexa spoke Spanish really well, Paloma found out that she was Dutch. Very soon, the bell rang again, and Alexa took her to the next lesson, so Paloma didn't feel so alone. Susan was waiting for her at the door and apologized for forgetting her after the French lesson. Paloma sat next to Alexa when the teacher arrived. She didn't know what lesson this was, so she looked nervously around the walls to see if she could guess. There was a picture of a snow scene, which reminded Paloma of a Christmas card. Paloma started to dream. She wondered what Eva was doing at that moment. She would email her tonight to tell her about her first day at school, as she had promised. But what would she tell her? Suddenly, Alexa passed her a textbook with lots of maps. It was geography. How boring. The lesson was very long, and Paloma didn't understand much of it. She was happy when the bell rang for lunch. When she looked at her watch, she saw it was only 12 p.m. Why did they have lunch so early in England? Paloma didn't expect to like the lunch. The school lunches at her old school were awful. But the food smelled quite nice. She asked Alexa about the school lunches and had to listen to her for 10 minutes. Food was clearly Alexa's favourite topic. She talked about calories and healthy food and gave Paloma instructions about what to choose in the school canteen. There was a big variety of food, and that was new for Paloma. In her old school, you just ate what you were given. Paloma took a big plate of fish, chips, and onion rings, but Alexa chose a big salad. Paloma had the feeling that Alexa didn't approve of her food because it had so many calories. The girls sat at the table with the liveliest boys in their class. During lunch, Alexa told Paloma she had arrived home late the night before from a visit to Valencia. Alexa had lived there for 3 years and she still had friends there, so that explained her brilliant Spanish. As Paloma ate, she looked around her table and tried to remember the names of the boys. There was a handsome boy, she thought his name was Steve. There was also Gary, who had talked a lot in class. He had tried to make conversation with her a few times, but he spoke quickly and she didn't understand his English. He was quite sweet, though. They're not so bad, my new classmates, thought Paloma. It'll be nice to know them better. I think this school is going to be okay.